Hey, it's Don the Idea Guy, and it is February 7th, 2019, and it's time for episode 38 of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast. The Big Yellow Sticky Podcast is your director's commentary track for all the content that I post daily at BigYellowSticky.com, where for the last 5 years, I've been creating and posting a handwritten piece of content that is a motivational quote or an inspirational idea, a concept I want to share, or just a note to myself. I write it by hand using a Sharpie marker on a 3x3 post-it note and share it for the world. This year I decided to add this commentary track where I can give you some additional insights behind the content that's posted on the sticky. There's not a whole lot of space on that 3x3 post-it note to elaborate, and that's what this forum's for. Today's sticky note is titled Hoop Jumping. And the text on the sticky reads, "If you make your customers jump through too many hoops, they will be too exhausted to do any business with you." I was speaking with a customer service person through a live chat feature on their company website recently. I wanted to place an order, but it was unclear on how I was supposed to register for an account on the site in order to complete the transaction. So I clicked the chat with us link and started asking questions. The online rep was very nice and tried to be helpful, but it seemed like there were an inordinate amount of steps I had to go through in order to create a member account just so I could give them my money and buy their product. I counted at least 10 steps before I interrupted the customer service person on the chat. "Isn't there a simpler way to do this? Can't your system create the account after I buy the item and it has all my contact info? It'll have my name, email, street address, etc. Why do I have to enter all this information before I place the order and then enter it all over again during checkout?" The rep typed back, "Nope, I'm sorry. The site registration and the store checkout are two separate systems and they don't exchange data." "Well," I asked, "can I check out as a guest instead of creating an account?" The response, "No, only registered members can place orders in our online store." "Well, okay, that seems awkward and redundant to me." I told him I'd have to come back and register and then make my purchase when I had more time. And I haven't been back to their website since. How many hoops are you making your customers jump through before they can give you their money to buy your stuff? You know, don't make them set up an account for a first-time purchase. Of course, they're going to have to enter all their contact information to get your stuff, to make that purchase. They're going to have to identify themselves. You've already got that information. You know what? Hire somebody by hand to enter it manually into your system. Don't make your customers jump through an extra hoop to make it easier for you to buy from them. You're supposed to make it easier for them. Make it easy for the customers to buy from you. With all that hoop jumping, they're going to be exhausted. They're going to be too tired to get out their wallet and give you their credit card number. That's it for this episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast. I hope you'll come back tomorrow where I'll have another episode. If you'd like to get a free email alert every time there's a new episode, as a matter of fact, anytime there's new content posted to BigYellowSticky.com, just go to that website, click on the Get Sticky link and enter your email address. See how simple it is? One hoop. After that, every day that I post one of those new sticky notes, you're going to get a copy of the graphic in an email sent right to your inbox, as well as a link to the behind the scenes episode, just like this one. And just like this one, I'll be back again tomorrow with another episode. I hope you'll tune in then. I'm looking forward to talking to you. Thanks for tuning in, and don't forget to visit BigYellowSticky.com.